Hey everyone, welcome to Phone Arena's in-depth video review of the Pantech Pursuit P9020, which is going to be available through AT&T shortly. And it's actually a touchscreen offering out of Pantech. It's something rare that we see them do, but it does attack the same text messaging market that we've seen in the past on other devices. It's a new venture for Pantech, obviously. So we'll go ahead and check out this device and see what has new and different compared to the competition out there. From quick glance, the Pantech Pursuit may be short and stout in stature. That's because they utilize the landscape sliding QWERTY form factor for it. It does look and feel bulky, and also has a little bit of a weight to it in the pockets. It has a striking resemblance to the Pantech Impact, which was released not too long ago for AT&T. It utilizes the same exact blue plastic material, which has a cheap feel to it, and has a textured pattern design all around the front, and a slightly different one on the back. It's probably best geared towards kids and teenagers. We also found that the touchscreen, after placing in our pockets, it did scratch. However, we did like the snapping feel of the QWERTY keyboard. The Pantech Pursuit features a 2.8-inch QVJ resistive touchscreen with support for 262,000 colors. Now, although it might not be as detailed as we would have liked, it should be more than sufficient for this size display. We did notice, however, that the touchscreen wasn't as responsive as we would have liked, and sometimes you gotta really press to get it to recognize. But it did handle well in pretty much any lighting condition. Right below it, you have the send and end key, and also the back and clear. They're all touch sensitive, and we didn't really have any issues as far as accidentally pressing them. Easily one of the best aspects about the phone is its 4-row QWERTY keyboard. As you can see, they utilize the rectangular shaped buttons. There's no spacing in between, but they are slightly bubbled towards the middle, so you get a very good distinction for each button. When you press down on a key, you have a really good tactile feel too. So we found the experience to be rather responsive and quite usable. The interface that's running in the Pantech Pursuit is similar to others out there like Samsung's TouchWiz, but lacks its polish. Now there are three home screens on here. The first one, the leftmost, is your shortcuts. You can move around to different areas. And the middle one is just your clock. And the last one is just for your favorite content. You can move around just to give it a slightly different personalized look. As far as navigating for the rest of the device, it's pretty much straightforward and simple and easy to use. Large size icons, and there's no slowdown or lag whatsoever. The messaging experience on the Pantech Pursuit is similar to other AT&T phones. It's simple, straightforward, and easy to use. If you're going to do anything email, just select your provider, put in your username and password. It's going to automatically set it up. If not, it's going to ask for your server addresses. If you're going to use instant messaging on here, you'll have AIM, Windows Live Messenger, and also Yahoo. And finally, if you're going to send text messages, you'll have different text input options, such as the on-screen keypad, the handwriting recognition, full-screen handwriting. And of course, the best option is just to use the full QWERTY keyboard because it's quite responsive and quick. We were real disappointed by the web browsing experience on the Pursuit, especially when it's powered by the Opera Mini web browser. As you can see, we have our site loaded on here, a full screen page. You could double tap to zoom in. The biggest thing is that it's just choppy as far as scrolling. It takes a little bit of time, and it's a little bit sluggish. And on top of that, it only works in landscape mode. If you put it in portrait, it doesn't do anything. So we're a little bit disappointed by the overall experience. Just like the Pantech Impact, the Pantech Pursuit did an exceptional job as far as video playback. There's no slowdown or stutter. It moved relatively quick, and we're just happy with the overall performance of it. There's a slight makeover done to the music player on the Pantech Pursuit over previous devices, but as you can see, it has your common items such as your artist, album, and also track title. You also have the icons for your fast forward, reverse, and pause. But the neat new thing about it is its integration of a shake feature, which allows you to shake the phone in your hand to fast forward the track. If you exit back to the home screen, it's going to continue playing. Now there's a mini player. As far as sound quality from the speakerphone, sounded a little bit sharp and also piercing, so it made it really hard on the ears to hear.
Now, just like the music player on the Pursuit, the camera interface got a slight makeover. As you can see, there are some icons on the top to give you some quick access to some settings on the camera. But the picture quality from 2-megapixel camera gave you the images that weren't that detailed, and on top of that, colors were a little bit more on the drab side, especially when you take shots indoors. calling quality in the Pantic Pursuit is passable at most. On our end, there wasn't too much background noise or static to ruin the experience, but at the same time, callers did say that our voices had sounded a little bit shallow. When we switched over to the speakerphone, we noticed that voices had a sharp tone to it, so we just put down the volume to make it a little bit easier on our ears. As far as battery life goes, after one day of normal use and setting the brightness to half the middle setting, we managed to drop only one bar out of three, so it's pretty respectable in that aspect. All in all, the Pantech Pursuit keeps on chugging along for Pantech. They undoubtedly come up with a pretty decent handset offering, especially for text messengers out there. It's a fantastic device thanks to its quite usable and responsive QWERTY keyboard, but there is some room for improvement, especially it lacks polish as far as the user interface goes. It could be better implemented next time around, but it's a good first time start. So if you'd like to learn more about these handsets or for all the latest cell phone reviews, new specs, and information, you can check us out at phonearena.com.